Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to today's Technology Lab. Brian and I are happy to speak to you about a product called Calendly. Now, both of us keep a pretty complex calendar. You probably do too. And since people are frequently requesting time with us, we want to be able to get our primary work done, yet we want to be flexible enough to speak when we need to or meet when we need to on various topics. Now, there's a lot of tools in the marketplace to do this with Confirmed or Bookings, and I could go on and on and on and on. But the most popular of the tools in this class is a product called Calendly. Now, the basic application for those of you who are sole practitioner, it can be obtained for free. One calendar connection and one person, yeah, you're ready to go. But there are more advanced versions, the Essentials, Professional, Teams, and Enterprise versions that support calendar connections and more event types and so on. So Brian, I know both you and I are using Calendly. And what would you like our listeners to know about Calendly?
It has taken the amount of time I spend doing scheduling from 5 hours a week to 30 minutes a week, because it just makes a lot of things just go away. You know, if somebody wants a meeting with Randy and me both, the person requesting the meeting can go look at both of our schedules. They can see when we're available, when we're not available, and they can go forward with it. You know, the other thing that's different about this tool versus some of the previous efforts at scheduling is that this has integrated into it the meeting platforms. So if you're using, you know, if you're using Zoom, using Teams, if you're using one of those other tools, you can just go through and schedule it. And somebody can schedule it, they can go from there. You can set up your criteria and you have a page that you can just send somebody to. And, you know, mine is calendly.com/BFTCPA. Yours is calendly.com/RP Johnston. And the beautiful thing about it is somebody can book an appointment and you can specify what it is. You can go in and do a lot of work into that to really set it where all the things that you need to fall in place to have a successful meeting are there are already handled behind the scenes with no action required on your part.
Yeah. And so for me, not unlike you, I actually set shorter calls. And in fact, I landed on 15 minute, 30 minute, and oddly enough, 55 minutes just to give a little break, and then 2 hours. And, you know, you can include web meetings like Zoom or Teams. You can include calling options and so forth. So like you, I took my scheduling time radically down. You know, one downside, though, is I think you've got to block your work time effectively on the calendar, or only make certain hours available. And I have associates that routinely now don't allow meetings to start before, let's say, 9 a.m. and they block their lunch hour so they actually get lunch. And they just, you know, routinely do that. I know that in the current world of Microsoft 365, it frequently offers, and I decided to accept the blocked focus time because I just needed that extra time to work. And it's pretty good at watching your calendar for you. But here you can have multiple people book a time pretty quickly. Now, the different levels of product here, the tool is about $8 a month for the essential version, which, you know, has a broad variety of features. You can see these on their website at calendly.com. and the professional version comes out at about $12. So I would think for most of you, you should be able to, you know, get by with either the essentials or the professional version and have plenty. Brian, I know that for our group, we happen to be on Teams. Do you happen to remember which version you're on?
I'm on professional, so it's about $100 a year for me. The thing I love about it is that this one works with both Google and Microsoft 365. So it doesn't matter what you've gone. If you've got, one of the things I liked about this is I have multiple calendars. I have a personal calendar and a business calendar. And this one will take both of those and look at the busy. And if I'm busy on one or the other, it will block that out. So another thing I really like about it is that I can set a minimum advance time. So you can't just, you know, if it's 5:15 and you want to book an appointment with me at 5:30 today, you can't just do that. Okay. One of my rules is that you got to book 24 hours in advance. Now, if you catch me on that day, or you want to instant message me, or you want to reach out with direct message on social media or something, and I have calendar, I'll work it out. But it keeps me from getting into meetings where I haven't had time to prepare to make it an effective meeting. And so that 24 hours really gives everybody some time to prepare so that I'm the best consultant I can be on that day when we talk.
Yeah, understood. And I use that same 24-hour rule. Now, you know, there are additional integrations in the platform that are available as well. And so the integrations include the integrations with Zoom and Slack and WebEx and Salesforce and Teams, but it also does HubSpot and Zapier and PayPal for payments and Stripe for payments and so forth. So most of the things that you need to be able to create an effective online meeting are included in the platform, and you can hook up other options as you would like. Now, notice that, you know, we are talking about it from a professional services perspective, which is we suspect where you're coming from. But notice that people do use this for sales and recruitment and marketing and other elements. And frankly, sometimes just internally for team scheduling as well. So it does give an ability to coordinate people's calendar in a far more effective fashion than, you know, polling, which has been done with doodle polls and all sorts of approaches, trying to grab people's calendar and, you know, other methodologies out there.
I think, you know, if I'm looking at this tool, the reason I wanted to cover this in our podcast is that I think if you're looking for something new that you've never thought about doing that could significantly increase your productivity, look at one of these automated meeting schedulers. The beautiful thing about it is that you can, your assistant and you and everybody else in the firm can use the same page to book the appointments. They can go in and, you know, they don't have to see anything. They just go and book the appointments, set it up, and then you go from there. And it's just much more effective than trying to have an assistant and trying to quarterback the whole thing. It's just a lot of detail that doesn't provide a whole lot of value off your schedule so that you can do whatever it is you do.
Yeah. So I think that said, you know, that's the key elements on this. This is not a complex topic this time around, but we wanted you to be aware that these automated calendar scheduling tools are a godsend for you if you haven't tried them. We both happen to use and land on Calendly. I think we both used Bookings in the past as well, the Microsoft free product that's included with your Microsoft platform and others. But this is one that we seem to both like. And we recommend that if you want to minimize your effort to get scheduling done, this is a great tool to use.
I think you summed it up very nicely. It's a great product. It is something that you wouldn't have thought about subscribing to 10 years ago. And I think, you know, especially as we have more and more people that work remotely and more virtual meetings, I think the things that it automates will be, you know, are needed much more.
Okay, sounds great. Well, we will see you again then on another Technology Lab. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.